Let's do it.
This guy's going to be doing those 5K walks with me pretty soon as well. Our in-house meatmonger, his name is Sean Kelly. It's Black Angus. Fine meats and game. Good morning, Sean.
Good morning, my fine gentleman. Jim, nice to hear your voice.
No, thank you. Good to be here.
Where are you today?
MacTier.
Ah.
Oh, MacTier.
God bless you. And how are things up at MacTier? It's kind of gloomy down here.
Is it? Oh, it's beautiful.
Yes.
No clouds to be seen. None. Zero. Started off a little bit chilly, but it's nice and warm. It's going to be a great day.
I need you to put your best foot forward today. I need you to inspire me to... No, not inspire, because I don't need inspiration. I have been absolutely inundated over the last several weeks by people, professionals, telling me due to my, personal circumstances health-wise, that meat might not be the best option for me right now. And I know that's not necessarily the case. But I need you to give me a little boost up on the fence, would you?
Well, I think your enemy, I learned a lot listening to your guest last week, the doctor, and he indicated
Dr. Pike.
Something I didn't understand is that, you had 100% blockage in one of your arteries. Well, what he said to you was, and I'm not sure if you're listening, was it could have been 30% the day before, but you were inflamed and something happened to burst it, making the blockage. So, like I said, you should maybe look at what caused that. And I also wanted to question you on that medication you were taking for the tics there. Like, is there any cross-referencing being done on that between that you were on that medication and this happened at the same time? Instead of going, like I said, I don't think your diet had much to do with anything as far as your heart condition, in my opinion. But again, I'm not a doctor. But if you want good protein, make sure it's lean. That's all. It's the fat. It's the fat that kills you. It's not the actual protein itself. You go back in history, and I've talked about this when I first came on 10, 15 years ago, was that in Native history, North American Native history, and the fact that they lived off the land and the protein that was available to them, there was no circumstances or evidence of cancer in all those tribes and those Native people.
I agree with that. No, I agree with that. I agree with that. But we also had no way of detecting any illnesses back then, nor did we have proper records. So I'm not going to give you a victory on that. No, I will give you.
I'll give you this. My father had the worst diet known to man. He died at the age of 93, and again, take this the right way. When he died at 93, people said, "Oh, Sean, I feel sorry for you." I said, "What are you talking about? He died at 93. You got to die from something." Right? So if you're living a long life, and again, you're a smoker, stop smoking, stop eating out of a box. There you go. There's your first steps to happiness.
Recovery. And that's what I've done. And I'm not going to eliminate meat from my diet entirely. So I'm not, no matter what anybody says, you couldn't afford
to eliminate the meat for your diet.
I know.
Because you get all
how
that stuff
I do
for
that?
Free.
I know.
Whoa.
I know, Sean. But you got to get into more vegetables or something at your stores so that I can still, eat free.
I also have vegetables. Listen, I wanted to say something. You guys are always crying about the wife's to-do list, right? Like, what's wrong with you people?
Me. We're never crying.
We're never crying. No.
Not in public. In public, you seem to be. But why don't you just exchange lists? And when she looks at the list you give her, maybe she'll tear hers up.
Tell me what that list looks like.
Oh, there's a lot of things your wife doesn't want. There's a lot of things your wife doesn't want to do, believe me.
Okay, tell me. Tell me what they are. You need to help me. You can't throw that out there. Yeah. You can't, and now you're leaving me. Now I'm going to be treading water for 45 minutes.
And
I used to remember in a previous relationship many, many years ago, this person used to say to me, why are you going out to play hockey on Friday and Saturday nights, right? And this was about 10 years into a relationship. And I said, well, I'll stay home if you want to fool around. She says, grab your bag and get the hell out of here.
All right, I got it. I got it. I'm listening.
Yeah. And you know, at our age, I pull this all the time. I mean, I'm getting a tough time. I'm like George Burns. If I go down to tie my shoes, I make a list before I go down there, right? But anyways, I can't clip my own toenails anymore. I can't get down there. Well, then they'll put that on the list.
Yeah. Do you know what? I was thinking about that just the other day as I was clipping my toenails. I thought about that. Honest to God, I just about called the countess into the bathroom. But I said, no, I cannot stoop that low. But hey, you know what? It's coming.
If there's lists, there's lists, right? I'm sure there's a lot of things on her list that you don't like, right?
But what's happening on Remus Road today, my friend?
Today, and as you know, we've just relaunched the Ange Burger, correct?
Yes.
Right.
Wow.
And it's
I was told that last week, at the same time that the general public was given that information. So I want to put that out there. This was, you know, I was informed that the Ange Burger 2 was now being released on the market, but there was no consultation. There was no, you know, nothing.
There's a number
I wanted
two.
To relieve the stress of it all. You weren't feeling well. I wanted to take the stress off my body, right?
I appreciate
I'm your
that.
Creative, in the food end of it, I'm your creative genius, just like Steve is in other areas of the business. Creative. And Pete is on the television side, right? I'm taking care of the end. The Ange Burger 2 is launched, okay? Launched. Okay. It's in stores now.
Okay.
So to get to Ange Burger 2, what was the improvement from Ange Burger 1?
There
must have
I
been
made
a...
it. I did it. That's what improved it.
Oh, you're making it personally?
I did one, and then Sean came up with two.
Okay.
And just one day looked in his freezer, found some stuff he had gotten free before, and put it all together because this is the Ange Burger 1. I actually put some thought into flavor and profile and all that, and healthiness for him because now we've got kangaroo in it, which is a less fatty, higher protein meat. Okay. However, what we're going to do to launch this baby, okay, we're going to have a super special in Rivas because there's a big fishing crowd down there. I'm sure they're all listening to the big master of disaster here, Ange. Anybody that's at the Salmon Derby today, I hope be up to 1,000 people.
Okay.
Come into
that's
the store.
That's your limit, 1,000?
No, there's no limit.
No. Oh, okay. I'm just asking. You threw that out there. You said it could be up to, but go ahead.
1,000, yeah. You bring your ticket to the event today, some sort of proof that you were there, okay, to the store at Rivas today. We are going to give you a package of Ange Burgers for free, okay?
Holy mackerel.
And on top of that, we're going to also offer, in the healthiness of your newfound life and advice and family physician show, Dr. Phil and all that stuff, we're also going to offer these people a box of grass-fed Ontario beef burgers, grass-fed, which is healthy fat, for $29.99. Okay? $29.99 plus a free Ange Burger, pack of Ange Burgers. Now, how's that? That's making you feel better, isn't it?
Well, I'm on my way down there right now, as a matter of fact. I mean, who could resist
you
that?
You could actually them. You could sign the burgers.
Yeah.
Well, he's giving away the free burgers because he doesn't want to give you a cut.
Right.
And then he's giving away the $29.99 stuff because he wants to make an extra buck.
Right. So you got to figure it out. Yeah. Sean, sit tight, my friend. I'm not going to let you go yet. There's still some explaining to do. But I got to take a quick break because somebody's got to actually pay the bills around here. And God only knows it's not you people. More journal after this. Don't you dare go away.
Let's do it.
I love it when we get a chance to play that twice. Huh?
Yes.
It's like New York, New York. The jingle's so nice, we have to play it twice. Welcome back to the program. Outdoor Journal, Sportsnet 590. I'm Angelo Bell. He is Stephen Labadie, Derek Brandeo, Jessica Ellis, and, of course, Jim Grayson. Right next to me, live in person. I touch him,
yep.
Pinch him. You're looking good, by the way.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. On the line with us is Mr. Sean Kelly of Black Angus Fine Meats and Game fame.
Can I ask you a question?
Certainly.
Why do you let that redhead back there chirp in every show and give me a bang or a whiff about something? He always has something negative to say. Does he collect a paycheck every 2 weeks?
He gets paid weekly. Very weekly.
Okay, right.
Very
right.
weekly. Okay, yeah, yeah.
So do I complain about him, you know, taking your money? I'm an honest businessman here. I'm just trying to pay the bills. And he's giving me shots about making money all the time.
I would take that into account the next time he gets he comes over to one of the stores and has his hand out for a little discount.
Oh, I don't do discounts.
No, he doesn't now, because now he does the orders online, right?
Oh, perfect.
And not only that, he needs special treatment. He's got to call in and have it hand-selected. He can't just order like everybody else and push the button like he's voting for a Mercury Marine or something. No.
Exactly.
No.
I would do the old Sean Kelly heavy thumb on the scale business with that if I was you, Shawnee. Okay?
You know what? I had somebody else that was related to me at some point in time there that used to try that trick until I found out about it. And then I said, what's going on here, Mr. Chandler? And he says, oh, this guy's been ordering all the time. I said, well, what right does it give him? So we shipped him down 4 boxes of chicken bones that he picked up at the St. Lawrence Center, took them home, opened them up in his apartment, and realized what he had.
All right, let's not get into personal details. All right.
That's all I live for is personal stuff.
I know. I want to go back to this free Angeburger that you're giving everybody that comes in the store that can prove that they were at the Great Ontario Salmon Derby event, which is like blocks from where your store is in Mississauga. So if they come back with a ticket of some sort, they come in, you're going to give them this free package of Angeburgers. My only question is, what happens now? What if it's just one person coming in? Are you guys going to help them carry the package of burgers out to the vehicle, or does he have to come in with a buddy to help him carry this package to the truck? Because you got one person, I'm sure, you know, with the weight of that package, one person can't carry that all by himself, right? But how does that work?
Well, if he needs a handout, we're like the LCBO now, okay?
Oh.
It seems to be the LCBO, if they do a carryout for you, you got to wear that special jacket so the employees don't get hurt, right? Right?
Right, right.
But somehow the customers don't need to wear them.
Oh, that's true. It doesn't matter where they get hurt or not.
It's okay if you knock the customer down with your car, but don't hit one of our high-paid LCBO union employees, right?
I have no idea how you got to that, but God bless you. You're the best. You can avoid this.
You're asking for a carryout. I'm just saying. Just a second.
He's
on
the offense all the time. Sean, you're on the offense all the time.
I have to be.
You're the
You
best.
Didn't know my parents.
Yeah. All right, let's see how you squirm out of this one. You and I were supposed to be at the Salmon Derby this morning, were we not?
Yes, we were.
I think you talked about it last week.
We talked with Jim. Jim asked me on the break. He says, I thought you guys had committed
to being down there and tossing burgers.
And I said to him, well, hang on. Let's wait. When we come back from the break, you can ask Sean.
Yeah, because I, listening last week, it sounded like, Sean, you and Ange are going to be tossing burgers for those people.
We thought we would be, but things change. You know what happened, eh, Jim? I woke up last Sunday morning after the radio show, and I got the gout. So I got, I couldn't walk, Jim. So I had to pull the plug. I said, what if the gout keeps going here until Saturday or Sunday? I'd be screwed. I didn't even know what I was going to do. But
we decided to give him away instead.
It sounds perfect, my friend. You're the best. You can go to 360 Rebus Road and collect your free package of Edge Burgers. Or you can go online. Hey, how about online? Can folks still get a free package of Edge Burgers online?
No. It's for the Salmon Derby people. We promised them. And I let them down because of the gout. So I'm allowing them to come and take them home and share them, right? From my understanding, there's free food at the Salmon Derby anyways. It's not the quality that I would have provided, but hey, it's free. That accounts for the lack of quality. So
free is free, my friend. Yeah. Just like the free burgers you're giving away, free is free.
That's right. Yep. Yeah. Free. Okay. And don't forget about those beef burgers.
And the beef burgers as well.
$29.99.
Geez, listen, you guys are like a watch.
$29.99. You pay, you get the nice beef burgers, but then you get the free package of Ange burgers.
Are you going to go to, are you anywhere?
I'm going to go to McTeer because that's right off the highway heading north.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah. Please do. Please do.
Yeah.
There's a big sign, just so you know, Jim. Just there might be a lineup, because on the 400, there's a sign now on those electronic signs with a campaign. It's called Move to McTeer. So there might be a bit of a tough time getting off the highway there when you come into McTeer. I'm not sure where he's going to move to, but they've got a program to move to McTeer.
There
you better bring your horse and wagon, hammers and nails and wood, because you have to build yourself a place.
Anything else we need to talk about with you this morning?
I don't think so. I don't. I'm running out of stuff.
You're
I'm doing a CNIB tonight, Canadian National Institute for the Blind. We're doing a sampling of all sorts of stuff, including kangaroo, crocodile, wild boar, duck, everything. And this is all a fundraiser for the big camp up here, and that starts tonight at 6 o'clock. And it's called Pick Up Your Boots.
And you're going
come on
that?
Down. Come on.
I'm sorry.
Am Are you going to that, Sean?
Yeah, of course.
Oh yeah, I'm going. I'm serving.
Gout,
the gout's gone.
Gout's gone.
Excuse me.
Very, very convenient. Ended quick.
At 6 o'clock, it's done. The gout's gone at 6 o'clock.
All right, I got to move on.
Listen, if the
ridiculous.
Poor blind kids can do it, I can go on a sore foot, right?
That's true too. All of this wonderful stuff is available at 360.
And by the way,
Yes.
I'll probably be blind by the end of the night as well.
And you, if I know you well, it might be before the night starts, my friend. Thank you, buddy.
Take care.
Have a good one. Sean Kelly, Black Angus, Five Meats and Game. If you can't go to 360 Rebus Road and pick up your free package of burgers.
Angus burgers.
No, Ange burgers.
Yeah, the Angus are the other ones.
Exactly. If you can't, you just need to go to blackangusmeat.com and check it out. People are ordering this stuff online, ordering meat online and delivered the next day.
That's what I did.
Craziness.
Yes.
But anyways.